It's important that you understand, from the very outset here, that everything I'm about to tell you is capital T true. Or at least I will not deliberately engage in any lies of either substance or omission in talking with you here today. That you understand, in other words, that I've learned my lesson when it comes to trafficking in anything other than the absolute facts. And though I still don't believe that the absolute facts are of primary importance, at least when trying to convey how something feels as opposed to simply how something happened, the lesson I've learned has been enormous and painful enough that now I have a sort of reflexive fear, almost a phobia, really, of allowing anything but the facts to escape my lips. So rest assured, if you sit there long enough to hear the whole story, there will be no embellishment or revisionism, and I will make no effort to appear any better, or indeed worse, than I actually was in all of this. The first thing you need to know is that I am a writer, or at least, I was a writer. I haven't written a word since the book that you'd most likely know me for, the book that made me famous posthumously, and yet more famous post-posthumously. I quit writing for one reason, then stayed quit for another. The first reason was I killed myself, which obviously makes it tough to go on writing. The second reason was I decided, after being exhumed, to never again speak anything but the facts, a resolution wholly incompatible with being a novelist. The next thing you need to know is that I was once a skilled and successful seducer of women. This is not braggadocio. Remember what I said a minute ago? I will not lie to you. It is simply true. I've always loved women and been good with them. I grew up with three sisters, overheard countless conversations, listened to the music they listened to, studied the objects they coveted, even pondered their eating habits. I was the only straight teenage boy in the history of the world who read Forever, cover to cover. I absorbed an ineffable understanding of women's rhythms, an understanding that I'm pretty sure can only be gleaned from exactly the sort of estrogen-rich environment I was reared in. You can't achieve it through study, for sure, and you probably can't achieve it through any means whatsoever after the age of, say, 15 or so. At that point, you have a well-defined biological agenda vis-a-vis women, and can no longer interact with them in a way that confers genuine understanding. In other words, if by that age you haven't got it, you never will. From my eldest sister, Pamela, I learned about female ambition and why some women favor bangs and about the quietly vicious rivalry that often takes root between mothers and daughters, like a shoot of crabgrass in an otherwise lush and unsullied garden. From my younger sister, Kat, I learned all the cliches that women are fickle and navigate by emotion rather than reason, and worry about their bodies, and shop tirelessly, and say it's up to you, but complain about the choice you make, and are best surrounded by an obliging silence right before their periods. From my youngest sister, Molly, I learned the opposite of everything I learned from Kat. So, yes, I understood women. All the women who came into my orbit, save one. This one woman I refer to, the one I loved but did not understand. The one who ended up arguably more famous than I am, as a consequence of that famous last book of mine that I never finished. The one who dismantled me not once, but twice. Yes, the thing about her is, after she dismantled me the first time, I became a seducer of women, and I sought alternately to fuck her away and take gentle revenge on her, using every other member of her gender as proxy. After the second dismantling, years later, I became the man sitting before you now. I could try to explain to you the difference between those two men, but I'm more interested in what you see. Tell me, who am I now? Do my eyes shine? How is my posture and what does it imply? What is the ratio of black hairs to gray on my head, in my beard? How do my gums look and what does their appearance indicate regarding my overall health? I'm asking you sincerely here. I have no idea myself.